I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Live boldly is the studio tagline for a romantic summer drama called Me Before You. But critics say the film fails to live up to its inspirational billing. And Vermonters with disabilities have joined with their peers across the country in condemning the movie for its depiction of the quadriplegic protagonist. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
It's 45 minutes before the next showing of Me Before You, and about a dozen Vermonters have lined up on the sidewalk outside the Majestic 10 movie theater in Williston to register their concern. The film has grossed more than $30 million at the box office so far, and these protesters, three of whom arrived via wheelchair, are concerned about the message moviegoers might be leaving with.
I think it just enforces a stereotype that people with disabilities are unhappy and miserable and that it's better to die.
That's Nate Bazzio, and like the main character in Me Before You, Bazzio suffered a high spinal cord injury. Unlike the dashing movie hero, who, spoiler alert, opts to kill himself rather than go on, Bazzio is loving life.
You have to say to yourself, you know, I can do things I've always wanted to do. The question is how to do it.
Bazzio went to college, got married, and landed a full-time job as a peer advocate at the Vermont Center for Independent Living, all while living with his disability.
And how you have to do it becomes a little bit more complicated, but, I never stopped having those goals.
Bazzio and other people thriving with disabilities say they're not really exceptional in that regard, and they say that's what makes the latest disability narrative from Hollywood so disturbing.
I really thought that they missed an opportunity to portray what the reality is about being in this situation.
Scott Goyette also demonstrated outside the Majestic in his motorized wheelchair. Goyette has a job, he skis, he scuba dives, and he coaches a soccer team. Goyette says he's incredibly thankful for the life he's living, and he says the impact of disability stereotypes is far more detrimental than any of the physical hurdles he has to clear in a given day.
If people limit the world that they think you live in, it can have an impact on what your own possibilities are. Does that make sense? You follow what I'm saying?
Jennifer Laszlo Mizrahi understands exactly what Goyette is saying.
It has a massive impact that cannot be overestimated.
Mizrahi is the executive director of Respectability, a Washington, D.C. nonprofit that advocates for individuals with disabilities nationwide. Mizrahi says there are 22 million working-age people with disabilities in the country.
But only one in three of them has a job, because people devalue them and don't see their abilities.
Me Before You isn't the first major movie to glamorize the suicide of a main character who suffers a debilitating injury. In the Academy Award-winning Million Dollar Baby, the female protagonist, a champion boxer, convinces her trainer to kill her after being paralyzed from the neck down. Here's Nate Bazzio again.
Many of us, I've been married for 9 years, and, you know, I'm happily married. My wife's able-bodied. She met me while I was disabled, and, you know, we have a normal marriage. And I've never seen anything released that tells that story.
Until mass media conveys that life is as satisfying and fulfilling for people with disabilities as it is for people without them, advocates say they'll continue to run into the obstacles created by those stereotypes.
We're either villains, people that need to be cured, or people to be pitied.
Erica Rail is a peer advocate counselor at the Vermont Center for Independent Living, and she has a teenage son with autism.
And the role models that are currently being out in the world by mass media and by the media are not the role models that I would choose for my son. And so I have to start making those role models myself.
Mizrahi, from the organization Respectability, says social media can be a powerful tool for people looking to alter the disability narrative spun by Hollywood. And she says that people who want powerful, inspiring characters need to make their online voices heard. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.